It would not be a Wednesday unless we connected with our friend Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston, who, like most of America, is on the edge of his seat for this huge regular season finale tonight.
Exactly. I'm fired up. I'm waiting for it. You know, it's so such a big game. We're going to do an hour pregame show just to get you ready for it. That's how we do at NBC Sports Boston.
I love it. Will the team show any more enthusiasm than they did last night?
I don't know if they will. You know, they got a couple of guys resting tonight. No Al Horford, no Terry Rozier. And so, you know, you hate to see them just go through the motions tonight. But when you don't have much to play for, you know, I could understand it. Brad Stevens giving a couple of guys some rest. But you're right. Last night was a little disappointing just because that was the rotation we're pretty much going to see in the playoffs. And outside of Jaylen Brown, nobody brought their A game.
All right, Kyle, who would be, we've talked about the number seven seed and who it might be, who would be a decent matchup for them?
You know, I've flipped on this, you know, for the last 2 weeks. Like, would I rather see Miami? Would I rather see Milwaukee? Would I rather see Washington? Let me start off by saying I definitely don't want to see Washington. How about that? Let's start there. We saw last night, and I didn't think Washington played that good, to be honest with you. You know, John Wall had six turnovers. Brad Beal was inefficient, but yet they still won going away. And so I don't want to see Washington. Milwaukee scares me because of their talent. You know, they would have the best player on the floor. And when you look at them, you know, I think their length and their offensive, you know, explosiveness could be an issue. But when you look at Miami, they play hard every night. You know, they got multiple guys that can do a lot of different things, and they have the best coaching, you know, out of the three bunch. Out of the three teams that we mentioned. And so if I was to rank it, I'd say give me Miami first. But like, you know, I've always said, the Celtics, you know, they can beat anybody in the first round, but they can also lose to any of these teams in the first round.
Well, with everybody hurt, what are reasonable expectations for this team in the playoffs?
I think reasonable expectations are second round. You know, if they lose in the first round, to me, that would be a disappointment. I know it's possible. But they, you know, as a higher seed, with the coach that they have, with some of the players they have, you know, after all they've accomplished this regular season, to flame out in the first round would be a huge disappointment in my eyes. So I think realistically, if they can push it to the second round, you know, maybe go a game six or game seven in the second round, I would consider that a win for this season.
Now, I said this yesterday, if they were somehow able to get to the conference finals, I would say shave Brad Stevens' head and put a cigar in his mouth and call him Red.
Red Auerbach, the incarnation, right? I mean, it's no, that would be amazing. But, you know, when you look at the potential matchups, you know, maybe you get through the first round, maybe you play Philly in the second round, a young Philadelphia team who, you know, are they really the third best team in the conference? I don't know if I'm 100% comfortable saying that. And so, you know, it's still a possibility. Marcus Smart coming back, and who knows? As KG said, anything is possible.
We're talking with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. So, Drapes, are they selling World Series tickets yet at Fenway after last night's devastation of the Yankees?
Unbelievable, right? What was the whole narrative the first nine games of the season? Well, they're beating up on the tomato can of Major League Baseball, and then you handle business last night against the Yankees in Severino, and you not only do you beat them, but to do it in that fashion, that was impressive. And you hear Chris Sale talk after the game about just, you know, the vibe in the locker room, the clubhouse, and how different it is. Guys are loose. And we'll see tonight. You know, you got David Price on the mound against Tanaka. That's another huge matchup. But, man, I tell you, you know, as much as we hyped last night's game up and to have the Red Sox come in and put the smack down like that, that's encouraging.
Maybe we got a little glimpse into how different things were last year with that strange interview John Farrell did with Mookie after the game. Did you see any of that?
I did not get to see it. I heard about it. And, you know, it is strange because, Let's be honest. You know, I think the players got tired of John Farrell. I don't know if they respected him in that clubhouse. And now Alex Cora is like a breath of fresh air. And then, you know, their national game. Mookie Betts has a great game. And who does the interview with him? His former manager, who, you know, he may or may not respect anymore. That was. I wish I would have been able to see that.
I am a little amused by Red Sox fans who are taking great joy in the struggles of Stanton early on. I wouldn't get too excited, because I think when all is said and done, he's still going to earn a big chunk of that money.
Yeah, he's going to earn it. And you look at the ballpark, he's going to play most of his games in Yankee Stadium, Hitter's Park, no doubt. He'll be fine. And I know J.D. Martinez, you know, did a little something yesterday, but it's not like he had came into last night really lighting the world on fire. And Red Sox fans, I would caution them. I mean, what, we're 10 games into the season to already, you know, be making fun of Stanton. I think, you know, talk to me in August. If he's still struggling in August, then you can say something. But I don't expect that to happen.
Bruins getting ready to open Stanley Cup playoff action tomorrow against the Maple Leafs. Let's talk expectations for this team after a surprisingly strong year. What should fans hope for going into the playoffs?
Well, you got to consider them serious Stanley Cup contenders. And I know the way they finished, you know, wasn't ideal. But when you look at, you know, what the Bruins have been able to accomplish, I still think it's going to rest on Tuukka Rask. He struggled down the stretch there. They are starting to get a little healthy. You know, this is like really the worst first round matchup, you know, that was possible for the Bruins. You know, would you rather play the Maple Leafs or the Devils? You know, it really is a no-brainer. And so this is going to be a tough, hard-nosed, fought seven-game series right off the bat for the Bees.
You said it a couple of weeks ago. You've said it several times. It sure looks like this Rob Gronkowski, whatever it was going on with Patriots management, is much ado about nothing. Everybody's about ready to kiss and make up.
Yeah, but, you know, there's so much smoke out here, right? You know, it's, you know, Belichick, you know, calling out Gronk early in the season. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out, because we were talking the other night on Boston Sports Tonight, our nightly show, and Michael Holley asked me, how do I see this ending? And I said, you know, given Belichick's track record of, you know, shipping players who may not be with the program out, would it surprise me to see Rob Gronkowski traded? You know, is Gronk's heart in it? And so Bill Belichick's mantra has always been, I'd rather get rid of a guy a year too soon than a year too late. And so this isn't going anywhere anytime soon. And who's the man in the middle of all this? You know, who's the guy, you know, that really is the center of all the anguish? And it's, you know, it's Brady's boy. It's the trainer down there. And so, you know, I don't think this is going to go away anytime soon.
With that in mind, is there any chance that Brady and Belichick go off into the sunset together? Or will this be another situation where one of them's going and it won't be the coach?
Yeah, I think, you know, the whole Guerrero situation really, I think, has driven a wedge, you know, in between not only Brady and Belichick, but also Belichick and Gronk. And so, you know, that was the narrative a couple years ago. These two would just ride off into the sunset together. And, you know, maybe it happens, you know, but I don't think it would be, you know, that to me, that sounds too much like a Hollywood script. Maybe Brady does leave after this year. Maybe Belichick leaves after this year. But I don't think they're going to be walking out of one Patriot place singing Kumbaya and holding hands or anything like that.
I would pay good money to see that, though, I'll tell you that. Tonight, Nets and Celtics, the regular season finale. Pregame Live starts at 6:30 tonight, is that right?
7 o'clock tonight, taking you up to 8 o'clock. All the East Coast games, most of the games starting at 8 o'clock in the NBA tonight. So at 8 o'clock tip-off tonight.
Well, tell them to fix it on the NBC Sports Boston website. That must have been Tangway's work.
Hey, anything goes wrong, blame it on Tangway. I'm all for that.
Well, you know what? It's a clever ploy to lure people in thinking they're going to see you and they get early edition instead.
Yeah, they get his show instead. You're right. I never thought about that.
That's how it works. We know. Hey, Kyle, enjoy the game tonight. We'll check in with you again next week.
All right, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Kyle Draper with us every Wednesday on Downtown.